Even if our laws do not allow us to discuss a matter which is in court, but in passing, these are purely allegations aimed at weakening the opposition, particularly in the MMD, knowing very well that MMD has the potential to bounce back into government because PF has technically and practically failed to actually deliver the promises they made to the people, the campaign promises they made to the people that they will put more money in their pocket, they will do this. But what has happened is now there is only political persecution to all opposition leaders. Today you'll be interested to know that President Rupia Banda, former president, was in court. President Hichilema was in court, so was President Nevas Mumba. All these are opposition political leaders. They were in court, meaning that the opposition leaders have been targeted by the government. So why should all these leaders be in court for trumped-up charges?
The government has always said that they have promised during the campaign to root out corruption in the country, and the charges against the former president are part of the effort to weed out corruption.
To the contrary, that is not the issue. They have said these are selective cases. They are targeting leaders of opposition. Meanwhile, in government, the corruption fight is not correct. It's not true that the government is fighting corruption, because what we have seen now is that there's more corruption in PF government than in MMD. And ministers that are charged with corruption cannot be taken to court because they've been protected by the government. The government has said you cannot take any government minister to any court of law or to ACC to be interrogated, because they first have to be cleared by the president, which means that any minister that belongs to PF cannot be interrogated or questioned by ACC because the president has first to clear them. But is that the kind of fighting to corruption? Are we fighting corruption in that manner? When other opposition leaders who are perceived to have committed corruption cases are in court today, today we had three presidents, former President Rupia Banda, Hakainde Hichilema, and Nevas Mumba, on Trump charges, which are connected to corruption. But is this corruption only targeted at opposition? What about the cash-saving leaders who are supposed to be facing charges, and these charges have been dropped in unknown circumstances? So the fight against corruption by Patriotic Front is not correct and it's not true. They're just deceiving the people. The Zambians are now regretting that they voted for a government who they thought would actually remove corruption, would fight corruption, but there's more corruption as we see it now. And you see that even the police are now longer, a police service is now a Patriotic Front police, where they target opposition leaders.
But the PF came to power less than a year ago. You don't expect them to fulfill all the promises that they've made.
But they said within 90 days, they would fulfill all the promises. Most of them, they had a mature period of 90 days. 90 days, they went around 90 days. Within 90 days, would do this. 90 days of the constitution. 90 days would have done that. Would have built a road. Would have built a school. Would have done that. There's nothing they've done. All they've inherited are those projects which were actually left by MMD. So there's no performance from them, absolutely. All they're doing is just being vindictive. Instead of discussing or doing developmental matters, what they're doing is just politicking, taking opposition leaders into jail or things like that. There's no agenda at all.
Did you say they have no agenda?
Absolutely. The agenda is not seen. If they had one, it has not come to fruition.